If Amazon selects a northern Dallas suburb like Plano for its much-sought HQ2, it could mean 50,000 new jobs for the region. That's less a footprint than a stomp, short a ripple across State Highway 75 and up the fast-developing State Highway 121 toward Fannin County. Road widening and an always-expanding metroplex are already driving residents from where Fannin meets Collin County farther north. And if Amazon lands in Collin County, that could turn sleepy country towns like Trenton, Blue Ridge, and Leonard into bedroom communities for new workers and displaced Texans alike.
People that are coming there, whether they're coming from California or that they're coming from Seattle, Washington, if they're used to a commute, which most of them typically are, an hour to them is nothing. I mean, they'd probably laugh at it.
That's Sean Pate, city manager of Bonham, and an hour is about the time it takes to drive from Fannin County to Dallas. Pate says Bonham itself might be too far out for any major ripples from Amazon, but southern Fannin County is a different story.
Fannin County, where the southern corridor of it is, which is basically right there at Trenton, I could certainly see that as an area of extreme attraction because it is extremely close to that metroplex area.
Stephen Powell is a realtor at JP and Associates. He says the Trenton area has already been dealing with rising demand and rising house prices since well before Amazon announced it wanted a second home.
Trenton saw a huge jump in price over a couple of years, and that had to do with lot sizes, homes in the area being far under the market value for McKinney, Plano, all those. So you started seeing people pushing north. And as more people move in, it's just going to keep going, keep pushing out.
One potential problem? People, whether new or displaced, will need houses. But
the developers that are up here don't have enough of the people to go around for skilled trades to be able to build these houses fast enough. So that in itself is an extreme challenge.
Amazon is expected to make its decision later this year. In Commerce, I'm Scott Morgan.